The question is the loss of our freedom coming? Now, I know that's a loaded question, but we're talking about in the realm of finance, but finance controls our entire life. And so we're debating right now, are we going to lose our freedom when the central bank digital currency is enacted? Well, we have some good news and some bad news. Now, remember, Joe Biden signed an executive order to do the research and get implementation of the central bank digital currency, which is a cashless society. Donald Trump had made it clear that if he gets in that White House, he flat out will not allow this to happen. So we do have a very stark choice. So when people say, well, this is all big and this sounds scary, but what can we do? All I can tell you is right now we have two choices. We have one that is saying we are going to take away your freedom and go to a cashless society, and another that says they will not. I personally think cash is absolutely vital, and it's to the simplest terms. I would like to be able to give a $20 tip to someone. I would like to be able to give a $50 bill to someone on the street. Or I'd like to leave cash at a restaurant instead of them waiting a week to get their paycheck, because they can go home with money. There are so many ways that cash is so vital. And I know there are the privacy hawks too. They just want to be able to do a transaction without anybody peering in. And it comes down to the control of what you can and cannot buy. They will be able to program this digital money to the point where, oh, I'm sorry, you've been in the coffee shop too many times this week. You're going to have to scale back. And if you don't think that's possible, ask again and look hard into this situation, because it will. This will be 100% programmable money to your behavior, to your attitude, to your political belief. And it is just not American. Now, I'm on the more on the side of, if we go digital currency, it won't be right away across the board. We lose cash. Everything is digital. They're talking about cash as, oh, it can be used for crime. Are you kidding me? Digital world is hackable. They even, I think it was 2 years ago, hacked the Federal Reserve and stole like $100 million. So there is no real direct security, even in the blockchain idea. I myself don't trust anything digital. I'd rather not be in the digital world here. I would rather be outside. I'd rather be having my freedom, because a digital world, what happens when the power goes out? What happens when your Wi-Fi doesn't work? I mean, we can go on and on how dangerous a full digital currency is. I contend they'll probably slow walk it like they've done the destruction of our culture. Slow walk, meaning those on welfare, those receiving government payments, you will all have to go into the digital currency world, which it is now. I even received disability from military, and it automatically deposits right into an account, right? It's digital. So there will be this digital aspect, but I believe it's going to go into those that actually rely on the government for money first, and then we will see. Personally, I don't see a full-blown cashless society, not yet. There's going to be something, or going to have to be something, really drastic to get people to go along with this, and I imagine that's coming. I talk about it often, and I know there is something in the works. It's going to be a new pandemic of some kind. I know they're talking about bird flu, but understand, bird flu has 5 amino acids away from human beings. It is biologically impossible for bird flu to jump to humans. So how could it? Yeah, you guessed it. Biological warfare in the laboratory. Stop messing around, these scientists. They are evil to the core. But something is coming. I'm not sure what that is. Is it going to be an increase in war, kinetic? But something is going to have to force the world, if not the American citizens, to go full cashless. And then you have those that are in the big areas like money laundering, the government. How many of the $200 billion we're sending over to Ukraine they can't account for? How much of that gets laundered to cronies, comes back to politicians? Can you imagine if the government had to have a timestamp of every penny and every dollar, right? How much of the trillions we spend are off in nefarious areas of the alphabet soup divisions? So I don't really believe it's a full blown. I think it's going to be cherry picked, and they're going to try to take down the less, probably the most vulnerable first, and then they'll work their way. Do you really think the real big shots of the criminal world are going to allow a cashless society? So I'm not exactly sure it's going full blown yet, but we need to take, you know, steps to ensure we keep our freedom. And here's the good news. Several states are going and moving to block central bank digital currency. Several states have done it already. Indiana was the first state to pass legislation relating to the central bank digital currency, and they enacted it in 2023. The law explicitly excludes the CBDC from the definition of money under the state's Uniform Commercial Code. Good news. A similar law was enacted in Florida last year. South Dakota, Tennessee, and Utah have followed suit. Thank God for these states that recognize it is about our freedom and our choices. And honestly, who's going to get hurt the most in a central bank digital currency? It will be those less fortunate. It will be the middle class. It will be the poor. It will be those that rely on tips. What about giving someone money that is in the street that you just want to help out? Here, go buy something. Do you really believe everyone is going to have that digital mechanism and then be able to rely on that mechanism that the internet won't go down or power won't go down? So it's those that, you know, concern me the most, because a lot of us, we do digital transactions already. But sure nice to have cash. Sure nice to be able to do transactions without having to think so hard. So I'm really happy to see these states that are enacting these laws. Indiana took a second step to hinder the implementation of CBDC. They enacted a measure prohibiting state agencies from accepting payments made with a central bank digital currency for any service, tax, license, permit fee, information, or any amount due to the government body. Good news. Thank you, Indiana. Now, we also got Alabama, North Dakota, and Georgia have also passed similar laws. Now, what's interesting in our country, and I heard a Canadian say this one time, and I thought this was very foretelling. A lot of these countries, especially Canada, they don't really have rights. They don't have a constitution like we do. So number one, the constitution is solid, and we need to really back that up and start supporting those people who support constitutional rights. But two, we have 50 states. And what's interesting is we are the United States of America. The federal government is not the end all. You're starting to see that with many aspects of society, even down to, I think, the marijuana laws, where some states are making it legal, and yet in the federal, it's still illegal. States are starting to tell the federal government, no, I'm not interested anymore. And we're seeing this kind of breaking apart our cohesion as a nation. Actually, I get it. And they, you know, you hear the talk about all these yahoos, you know, especially on the left, that are talking about civil war. I can get it to an extent. If you look at the county map in the United States voting, 90% of the counties are red. They are more conservative in the bent. They like their freedom. It's really the cities and the blue areas in every state that seem to somehow pull out the elections, which I really don't buy. I know I see a lot of people talk about the rigged election in 2020, and even those on the right saying, well, I'm not going to condone this. Why are they not addressing the fact that laws in Pennsylvania, laws in Georgia, laws in Arizona were broken? The state laws were broken to allow ballots to count. Ballots to count that signatures didn't match. Ballots to come in after the date and time. The bottom line is they were laws that were broken. To me, that's what it's about. If we're a nation of rule of law, then why are we not addressing the fact laws were broken? And then why were we counting ballots then that broke the law? If we didn't count the ballots that broke the law in 2020, the election wouldn't have gone this way. And elections absolutely have consequences. But we are talking about our freedom here. And I'm so thankful for these states that they're standing up, because the impact of this, it kind of remains unclear. How changing the definition of money? Now, we've done it before, because constitutionally, Article 1, Section 8, gold and silver is our money. Now, gold and silver is heavy. It's hard to manage. And by the way, because of what they're trying to do here, you better have gold and silver outside the system, and wait till we get in the future into the details how your stocks, your bonds, and your currency in the bank isn't yours. You actually don't have title to it. You don't have title to the stocks in your stock brokerage account. It actually belongs at the end of the day to the DTCC. And we're going to get into those details. But when you find out and you have a majority of your wealth in the stock market, you're going to find out that's not a good idea. So the impact is going to be interesting, because in the UCC and other steps taken by the states, it would play out in practice against the CBDC if the federal government attempts to implement one, which we know they're going to. The UCC is a set of uniformly adopted state laws governing commercial transactions in the U.S. according to the Uniform Law Commission. And because the UCC has been universally adopted, businesses can enter into contracts with confidence that the terms will be enforced in the same way by the courts. And this is where it's going to get sticky. Because as you're seeing in the lawfare they're doing, where these blue cities, they're just literally egregiously going against the Constitution, especially against President Trump and what they're doing. We are dividing as a nation, as we have one side going full-blown Marxism towards communism, and then we have another side that's trying to remain free, remain constitutional sovereign citizens, to the point where we are free to travel. We are free to speak. We are not to be censored, the First Amendment. We have rights in the Constitution. So we're not really sure how this is going to happen. But just to kind of give you the other side, the passage of this legislation would, as noted by one opponent of the legislation, put a CBDC into the bucket of general intangibles, they say, rather than money, and wouldn't ban its use completely. I'm not so sure how this is going to go, because the supporters of the CBDC generally take the position that states cannot do anything to stop it. I contend we're on the verge. If we keep pushing this way, if we keep tearing our nation so far apart to the left and to the right, we will not have a United States of America. Now, it seems Texas is the only one who can truly succeed from the nation, but I believe other states would just flat out say, no, we won't even take your federal money. Get lost. We'll do it on our own. We'll create our own revenue. But if they put it into a bucket of just general intangibles, they're going to try to skirt this. But I believe this is a big battle. So I'm not totally on board that our freedom is lost yet. But we need to stay real tight on the subject, because warnings here on some states where California had voted yes. Now, California, they're already completely off the range. The laws they're mandating, what they do, I wouldn't even get into the details of them. I'm sure most of you know. So what is a CBDC? Generally speaking, digital currencies are virtual banknotes or coins held in a digital wallet on a computer or smartphone. The difference between a central bank government-imposed digital currency and peer-to-peer electronic currencies, kind of like Apple Pay or Bitcoin or Ethereum, is the value of CBDC is backed and controlled by the government, meaning they will be able to also control your behavior. And once they get corporations on their side, like insurance, they'll be able to absolutely tell you what you can and cannot do. They're trying to say it acts as a traditional fiat currency, but it's not. You can't put your hands on it. You can't just stop and say, hey, look at this. You see, at the root of this is governments are selling the idea that CBDCs are promising to provide a safe, convenient, and more secure alternative to physical cash. We're also told that it'll help stop dangerous criminals like the money laundering the government does, or who like the intractability of cash. But there is a darker side, the promise of control. At the root of the move towards a government digital currency is the war on cash itself. The elimination of cash creates the potential for the government to track and even control consumer spending. I personally like the idea of being able to put my hands on this, literally being able to bury this, which is real money constitutionally, Article 1, Section 8, grains of silver, grains of gold. You can bury it in your backyard. If the power goes down, you still have money. It's barterable. You can trade with it. Who wants the loss of this freedom? Now, cash is very similar to that, as long as the dollar still has some value to it, which is dramatically losing its value, and wait until you see what's coming in the future. We are going to have an epic collapse of this dollar. And it's not from me. This is coming from the East, the BRICS, and two-thirds of the world who are tired of the United States hegemony. So we better get a grip, because the path to becoming a surveillance state regime will accelerate considerably if we, the people, allow central bank digital currencies. So the question is, do we want our freedom? Do we want to maintain the right to transact with one another without some spy? What we're learning is those in the government, those in academia, those in corporate America, now not all of them, of course, but those like even in the social media space, you'll get some totally left-wing nut job who says, well, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't behave this way. Therefore, I'm going to ding you. So it comes down to, are we willing to give arbitrarily the power of some lunatic to take away our freedom? There's nothing more un-American than this. So if we want to maintain our freedom, number one, I'd be getting out of paper currencies in a lot of ways, and I'd be holding on to what is real money. Silver and gold. And if you haven't done so, I highly encourage you to call Cornerstone Asset Metals. But in the end, this is, and a lot of people don't believe it, but wait until you see the laws that have already been changed. Because the currency in a bank, you're an unsecured creditor. Even your cryptos, you're an unsecured creditor in the exchange, unless you have it outside in a cold wallet. Your stocks, you're an unsecured creditor. Your bonds, an unsecured creditor. Even annuities, if you're in an annuity, if that institution goes down, your annuity's gone. You're an unsecured creditor. The point is, it's paper. And we need to focus on maintaining our freedom to an extent, be properly diversified. If it's in a retirement account, put it in a private vault. If you have a lot of money, a currency, and you want to protect it, but you don't want it at the home, there are private depositories all over the nation, fully insured, and it acts just like a bank where you have silver and gold there, and you can sell it at any time and convert it back to currency. If anything, be diversified outside the paper system. And when you see what's coming here shortly, and the information we're going to show on Rigged Against You, you're going to realize this is stacked. There are laws right now on the books. They've been doing over decades. Every state is involved. Our freedom is in jeopardy if the system goes down. The question is, do you believe the system could go down? Many don't. I contend it's normalcy bias. Intelligent people in denial because they haven't seen it or been a part of it. I heard someone say, great, I would love to give them the kudos for it. But this is a great statement. Explaining this subject matter is like running into a building that is on fire. And then you grab someone to save them and bring them out to safety, and they punch you in the face, even though they see the flames around them. That's what's going on right now in America, in a denial that we can actually fall this way. I mean, to fall this hard. I don't think many are really paying attention at the aggressive behavior of the BRICS and who's controlling international trade, and the BRICS that are using money with what? Backing it up? Hard, tangible assets. Gold, silver, natural gas, oil, rare earth minerals. Without rare earth minerals, nothing we're doing right now would even function or work. China controls a big portion of that, almost 90%, especially in the processing. So we need to be very diligent in what can we do at this point in history anyway, whether we like the guy or not. We better get Donald Trump in there, because all I know is he flat out said a CBDC is absolutely not going to happen, and we the people will maintain our freedom. And right now, I don't care left wing, right wing, independent, because I am a staunch independent. I don't personally like anybody, but I can tell you right at this moment in history, if we do not protect our right to be free and to transact and to speak and to have debate, as the Constitution gave us the right to do, if we do not do that now, if we don't stand up now, this nation is gone. And once it is gone, you just have to look at Cuba. How many decades have they lost their freedom? Because once they take it all away, once they take the guns, once they tell you what you can and cannot do, you will never get it back. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.